Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. I am Nandita Khemka. It's Thursday, the 13th of November. Let's take a look at the cues that will shape trade today. The market extended its winning streak for a third straight session on Wednesday, supported by broad-based gains across sectors. The Sensex climbed over 560 points to end at 84,432, while the Nifty added over 180 points to end a shade below the 25,900 mark. The broader markets moved in tandem with the benchmarks, with the mid-cap index hitting a fresh record high, crossing its previous peak of 60,926 as market breadth continued to favour advances. The rally was driven by optimism over a potential trade deal with the US, while exit polls suggesting an NDA win in Bihar further lifted investor sentiment. The Nifty Bank index also ended in the green but underperformed the broader market. Among top movers, Asian Paints stole the spotlight, surging 6% after posting an all-round beat in the second quarter earnings. The rally lifted the entire paint pack, with Berger Paints and Indigo Paints gaining around 4% each. Adani Group stocks were also in demand. Adani Enterprises rose 5%, while Adani Ports added 2%. IT stocks found buyers after Donald Trump's comments on revisiting H-1B visa policies, with the Nifty IT index ending 2% higher. Reliance Industries was another major contributor to the Nifty's rally, climbing to its highest level in 5 months. And on debut, Grow extended its strong listing gains, ending the day 30% higher on its first day of trade on Dalal Street. In terms of fund flows, foreign institutional investors were net sellers to the tune of 1750 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors bought equities worth over 5100 crore rupees, according to provisional data. Going forward, experts say that with the Nifty recovering nearly 400 points from last week's lows, momentum suggests a potential test of the 26,000 mark in the near term, though volatility may persist ahead of key earnings and macro data releases. Let's take a quick check on global markets. Asian markets are trading mostly higher this morning, tracking a mixed close on Wall Street overnight. The mood improved after the US House of Representatives passed a short-term funding bill that will officially end the longest government shutdown in US history. The bill cleared the House with a vote of 222 to 209, paving the way for the government to reopen and resume normal operations. Japanese markets are trading with mild gains, though SoftBank shares continue to slide after the company sold its entire stake in Nvidia. Meanwhile, US futures are ticking higher after the Dow hit another record high overnight. The GIFT Nifty, meanwhile, is indicating a flat start for the Indian equities this morning. On Wall Street, Wednesday once again saw a divergence between tech and value sectors. While healthcare and other value-oriented stocks outperformed, the Nasdaq composite ended in the red. The Dow surged to its first ever close above 48,000, on track for its best weekly performance since late June. While the S&P 500 managed a modest gain, its fourth straight positive session. In the bond market, US Treasury yields fell as investors welcomed progress on ending the government shutdown. The 10-year yield slipped more than 4 basis points to 4.07%. The prolonged shutdown has delayed key US economic data releases, including the Consumer Price Index, Producer Price Index, and non-farm payrolls reports, leaving investors awaiting their next release once the government reopens. However, uncertainty remains, with the White House press secretary saying that some October reports may never be published due to the prolonged stoppage, which has likely disrupted data collection. Meanwhile, Atlanta Federal Reserve President Raphael Bostic announced that he will step down at the end of February after serving in the role since 2017. In currencies, the US dollar was little changed as markets awaited confirmation of the government's reopening timeline. In the commodities market, oil prices fell more than $2 a barrel, pressured by an OPEC report forecasting that global oil supply will balance with demand by 2026, shifting away from earlier expectations of a supply deficit. Meanwhile, gold prices climbed nearly 2%, supported by lower US Treasury yields and renewed expectations that the US Fed could deliver a rate cut in December once economic data releases resume. Let's shift focus to the key stocks that could be in action today. Starting with Tata Steel, the company reported a better-than-expected second quarter, driven by higher deliveries in India and the Netherlands, and lower coking coal prices. Net profit jumped nearly fourfold year-on-year and 49% sequentially, while revenue on operations rose 9% year-on-year. Crude steel production in India rose 8% sequentially to 5.65 million tons and deliveries increased 17% to 5.55 million tons, supported by robust domestic demand. Margins also expanded sharply to 15.2% versus 11.4% a year ago. Data Patterns delivered strong growth in the second quarter, with net profit surging 62% year-on-year. Revenue stood at 307 crore rupees, up sharply from 91 crore rupees last year, while EBITDA nearly doubled, but margins moderated to 22.1% from 37.9% a year ago. Cochin Shipyard reported a weak set of numbers. Net profit was down 43% year-on-year. Revenue slipped 2% while EBITDA fell 63% as margins contracted to 6.5% from 17.2%. IRCTC posted steady numbers. Net profit rose 11% year-on-year while revenue grew 7.7%. Margins were broadly stable at 35.2%. Moving on to Prestige Estates, it reported a strong quarter. Net profit more than doubled to 430 crore rupees, driven by robust project deliveries and new launches. Revenue rose over 5% year-on-year, while EBITDA surged 44%. Margins improved to 37.4% from 27.4% last year. Gaming firm Nazara Technologies reported a standout performance, with net profit jumping to 885 crore rupees from 16 crore rupees a year earlier. Revenue grew 65%, while EBITDA rose to 60 crore rupees, translating into margins of 11.4%. Among key earnings to watch today, Eicher Motors, Hero MotoCorp, Bharat Dynamics, Voltas and LG Electronics India are set to announce results. Moving on, National Investment and Infrastructure Fund II is likely to sell up to 2.34% of its existing total equity stake in Aether Energy through a block deal. The offer size is valued at over 550 crore rupees. The floor price for the block deal has been set at 620 rupees per share. And Manulife Financial Corporation and Mahindra & Mahindra have entered into an agreement to establish a 50-50 life insurance joint venture, subject to regulatory approval. This new venture will strengthen Manulife and Mahindra's existing footprint in India and underscores their commitment to enhancing the financial well-being of customers in one of the world's fastest-growing markets. On to our Voice of the Day segment. Here's Sandeep Bagla of Trust Mutual Funds on why he believes consumer staples will continue to face headwinds going forward. Let's take a listen.
These are, you know, slightly unglamorous sectors to be in right now. One could see a dead cat kind of a bounce in the coming days, but I think it's going to be difficult. Although the GST cut should really help staples, but we are seeing an increasing trend of premiumization, and which means that people are now chasing experiences rather than just basic needs. Somebody was telling me that, you know, yesterday's luxuries have become today's needs. So I think more and more we are seeing that staples is becoming kind of dead wood, I would say, and not a very exciting segment to be in, since anyway, I think the valuations are quite hard. And they have also been hit hard by things like QSR and, quick delivery. So tough time for staples, I think.
And before we wrap up, a few key macro and policy updates. The Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved the Export Promotion Mission, a flagship initiative announced in the Union Budget 2025-26 to enhance India's export competitiveness, especially for MSMEs, first-time exporters and labour-intensive sectors. The programme has a total outlay of 25,000 crore rupees for the period FY26 to FY31, aiming to consolidate multiple fragmented export schemes into a single outcome-based digital framework. Meanwhile, India's retail inflation eased sharply to 0.25% in October, the lowest level since the current CPI series began in 2013, compared to 1.44% in September. The decline was led by a continued fall in food prices, with the food index slipping to -5% from -2.3% in the previous month, a move that economists say could open the door for a rate cut in the upcoming RBI policy meet. And on the diplomatic front, sources say that Russian President Vladimir Putin is expected to visit India on the 5th and 6th of December for the annual India-Russia summit. He is scheduled to hold one-on-one and delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi as both sides look to deepen their strategic partnership and sign a series of new agreements across key sectors. Well, that's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all the latest news and updates through the day. Thanks for listening and have a great trading day.